Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about two ways to solve every problem. You can throw money at it or time. Jill, this sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll let it go sideways somehow. Before we get into it, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Erica from L.A. called in and... Nice. Erica from L.A. called in and asked, I know you guys are for real, but I don't know why anyone would want to live way out in the middle of nowhere. That's so funny.
That's more of a comment.
I think it's funny how that comes up.
We should devise a system where these super often frequent questions, like we go every other one.
Okay. That's a good idea.
You go this time, or unless you want me to.
Oh, no. You go. Rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. Ready? Okay, wait. Here we go. All right. Just one. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Oh.
Shoot.
We both got paper.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. One, two, three. Ah, I won.
She won.
I got paper. He had rock.
Rock.
Okay.
All right. Oh, so.
Yeah, now you got to answer the question.
Why would anybody ever want to? First of all, we don't use that phrase anymore here. We don't say middle of nowhere. I got sick of it about 6 years ago, and it snuck its way back in this office. Not this office, but now that we have Land Academy.
I hear it now and then, but you know what? Everybody kind of gets it. They're good about it.
Here's the thing. There's a bajillion people that want to live everywhere, okay? The internet's never been more popular. It's getting better and better and better. There's technology. The technology for solving your own water and sewer and all the stuff that's, you know, required to live on property is, it gets better every year. So, man, I mean, if there was a problem selling this type of asset, Jill, then I guess we wouldn't have done just about 16,000 transactions.
I know. That's the best part. Kind of. It's like my product is flying off the shelves. So,
you know, I've begun to say this, you know, why would anybody want to live in Manhattan? I wouldn't.
That's an even better question.
I don't understand.
Right.
I love to go to New York for 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like Las Vegas, 2 days and that's it.
Let's think about this. You can see the sky, you can breathe, you can park, you know, people aren't running into you. Yeah, why would you live downtown? Next.
You know, and I've heard a million people say this. I don't understand this, but I'm going to make my point here in a second. Why would anybody live in Southern California? There's so much traffic. There's a ton of pollution, and I personally think that person's nuts. I know you agree, Jill.
Did you really just say that?
I love Southern California.
Okay, thank you.
But it's just to each his own. There are people lined up that don't want a mortgage, first of all. First of all, it costs next to nothing to live in a lot of these places.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just sell properties way out in the middle of certain places.
Mm-hmm.
We sell property everywhere. I think really the root of this question is, yeah, you can buy it cheap, but is anybody really going to buy it from you? That's what I think the root of the question is.
The answer is yes.
The answer is absolutely yes. Just buy it. Make sure you buy it super cheap.
Well, you know, and you just brought up a whole other point.
No, I'm glad
that,
we...
Okay.
Every time I take a little longer to answer this, thinking that maybe we won't get the question anymore.
No, you bring up a good point that how many times people are calling me back on a mailer for a property that might be way out in some county and whatever size, but they have six more in there that are even better, and they're willing to let me have those all at
right.
one time. For example, you know, from one person, you can buy a 40-acre property, and you can buy a nice quarter-acre property in the middle of a subdivision in, you know, Riverside,
right,
you know,
right,
from the
right.
same person. You never know what they have. So it's good stuff.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I was sitting here trying to do it, the math, and I got a little confused. How many zeros in a bajillion?
I don't think that's a real word.
I know that's not a real
word. It's not?
No, it's a Steve-ism.
Do I say it too often?
No. It was just funny you said it, so I was good at just wondering how many zeros that is. Is it more than 20 million? Probably.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's more than a trillion.
Ah.
I just think that's one of those things where it's a lot. There's a lot. Endless. It's endless.
Yeah.
I can say infinity, but that's so silly.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Bajillion's better.
Okay. Are you making fun of me?
No. Yes. Yep, I caught me. All right, so you want to make fun of me?
Well, here's my question to you, and now we're on the topic. What's the last two problems that you solved in your life? It could be like, where's the salt shaker? I don't care.
Well, you know what?
Like one most recent.
Well, one parlays into you can make fun of me.
Okay.
All right, because I actually went to the DMV today.
Oh, my God.
I know. You've been telling me nobody
this
goes
is what's
there.
Been happening. You know,
Jill, which I have to say.
Jill bought a car and she's got to get it titled and all that stuff. And they have these places out here where you just walk. It costs like $35 or $40, all right? So that's the thing. But there's no lines. You walk right up. You sign the stuff. Hand it to them. And they're licensed. What are they called? Like
third-party providers.
Yeah, okay.
They are.
Yeah, like we are with the data.
Yeah, it's true.
And you hand them 25, 30, 40 bucks, and they get the whole thing done for you, and get it all in the mail, and it's over.
Right.
And she's been kicking and screaming.
I'm like, I'm going to DMV. Like, well, do you know, because I've had too many times, I've been fooled by having good luck at times. Like, I walked in. I mean, the last car, I walked right in and walked right out. It was like, piece of cake. I didn't know I accidentally timed it perfectly. So this one's not so much.
If it cost $200, I would do it.
Well, here's the problem I solved today. You're asking.
So, okay, hold on.
So that's how it ties into this.
So does it, you solved that with time or money?
Money.
Right. So did you finally get it?
No, but I'm going to.
You're going to solve it with money.
Yeah, I'm going to solve it with money. I waited 45 minutes. I had another appointment. I had to leave. And I was wondering too. I'm like, okay, so what happens when they're calling your number and you don't go? How long do they wait? I
Not
called
very
somebody.
Long.
Okay, good. All right.
I've sat there to pay attention to every detail, and it's
okay.
Yeah, you're not the first person to walk out of there with a number in their hand.
Got it.
Although, if that were me, I would have handed it to somebody.
Well, you would think that would work, but there's like all these different levels. J means title, and A means license, and so I can't just hand it to someone and know it's going to benefit them.
Of course
not. Or I would have, right? I know. So yeah, they're
squashing you from doing the right thing.
I know,
like doing a Samaritan type thing.
Exactly.
That's terrible, actually.
I know. So I'd love to help somebody out, but it doesn't work that way. So that was my problem, and I'm solving it with money. What about your most
one time? I was going to a baseball game, and I bought four tickets, and there were only two of us. Probably was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I started walking around saying, hey, "I've got two free tickets." Yeah, take them. I don't want any money. And people were running away from me like I was like a leper or something. And it's because they think I'm a scalper or I'm trying to sell them something. I'm not joking. Finally, one guy walked up to me. He's like, really? I have free tickets? I'm like, yeah, just take them, man. Because I thought I was going to have the luxury to pick and choose like who I sat next to because all the tickets were in a row. But no.
Oh.
It was like I had trouble giving it away.
Yeah. That's really funny. I'm not surprised. Some people think they have a little bit, their guard's up, like, a little too good to be true. No, this one's okay.
This has nothing to do with real estate. I love this.
No, okay. So, all right. Well,
you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Yeah. Jill and I had dinner with an umpire, a major league umpire, because it's training, spring training in Arizona. And this is a sentence he slipped into the conversation. I hate baseball.
It's true.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard.
I know. And you repeated it. Then he said it again even louder.
Really, like he says it to himself often.
Right.
Only out loud this time.
Exactly. That was funny.
So, all right. So that was a DMV problem. What other problems have you solved with money or time recently? Because I'm telling you, it's all money
or
time.
Well, what about you? I know you're right. I wrote down some examples, though.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. So here are my examples. Okay. Do you want to spend years learning how to get your burger joint or sandwich shop? I'll use sandwich shop as profitable and established as Togo's, or do you want to just buy a franchise?
Let's
and be
do
done
Subway.
With it?
No one knows what Togo's is back then.
Okay, so Subway.
I think Togo's is a California thing, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, or let's just say McDonald's. Who cares?
Okay, yeah, say McDonald's even.
I mean, are you going to start a regular restaurant and go through the trials and tribulations and probably a lot of money? Mm-hmm. Probably trying it 6 or 7 times in locations.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take
figuring
a Safeway,
out the equipment,
spend $500,000 on a franchise, and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're probably leading up to Land Academy.
No, actually, I'm not. I was going to leave that out of it. I'm serious. He's like, sometimes you say that this show is just about our day-to-day business. Well, and I'm at Land Stay, our land stuff. So I was going
to You could learn, take 15 years and learn and fail like I did, or you can buy into the Land Academy program for not very much money.
I was leaving you out of it.
I thought you were going to plug it that way.
No.
You're hilarious, Joe.
Thank you. No, I have one other point to make if you want. It's basically, so I know we're going to talk more about the time versus money. Let's do the time versus money, then we'll get back to my last point at the end.
I pretty much ran out of stuff to say like 8 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Well, this is going to be a really short show. So now my other point to make is, having said that, now and then there are some things that do require expertise, mm-hmm. and knowledge. For example, if you think you're going to buy your way into being an MD, that's not going to work.
That's time.
Right. And experience. You can't. I mean, it's time. You don't have an option on that one. You have to.
Education is generally time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, you can't, you know, wouldn't that be cool if someone, you could pay somebody to learn for you?
Right. But no, but like, you buy the franchise, they've taken, like, or people who buy our program, we took a lot of the learning curve out of it.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Then you got to go do it and stuff still. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. None of this does. It's not, you know, it's not, I'm going to lose customers over this. It's not, it doesn't. And our group's pretty good about this. Mm-hmm. Land Academy members are, they get it. You know, they're all usually, all of them are extremely thankful for just telling the truth about it.
Right.
You know, it might take 12 or 18 months to really start killing it.
Right.
That might be a little bit long. Some people are doing it like 8 months.
I think it depends on the person too. Some people are open. Some people are knowledge and they're like sponges. You know, we see that with our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Some people,
That's
you can
example.
Tell them right away and they're like, okay, got it. And they don't even question it. They take it in and they really absorb it and they just do it. Some people, even though they're telling you, okay, that's how I'm going to do it, they kind of go, they have to process it for themselves. I have to say that I'm guilty about this too sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Okay.
Want to have some fun, listeners?
Oh,
Watch how when you go to a restaurant, for the next 4 or 5 times you go to a restaurant, watch whoever's waiting on you. Not if you go up to the counter, but like if you're sitting down and a waiter or waitress comes and watch how they process your order. Most of them, they'll look off into the air, and if you say, I'd like a Caesar salad and the chicken, please. They'll look off into the air and they'll say, you want a Caesar salad and the chicken, please. And for whatever reason, that's how they remember it. Some people can't get out of there fast enough. Some people have a hearing problem and they walk up to you screaming for some reason. This is turning into a rant a little bit.
This is really weird. I'm like, how much time do you spend watching this? I never know. I'm like,
I have way too much messed up stuff going on.
Wow. Who does that?
Awful.
What else do you look at, Rain Man?
Hey, you bought into this mess. Who's got the problem, Jill? Really?
What?
You bought into this whole mess.
I did. Oh, sheesh.
If I'm the mess, you bought into it.
Hook, line, and sinker. Oh, my goodness.
All right, I'm going to ask you, like, I'm going to put...
Oh, no.
All you have to answer is time or money.
Okay.
I'm going to say, like, 10 problems.
Personal
fast.
Preference?
Yeah, just this is Jill's time.
Jill's way. Yeah. Oh, this is good. Yeah. Okay. So there's no wrong answer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kids' homework.
Money.
We couldn't even get one. We couldn't even get one done before we started laughing.
Tutors. That's what tutors are for.
Pregnancy.
Oh, boy.
No, don't answer that. Please don't answer that.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Please don't answer that. We already lost.
I will
lost, like,
not
half,
answer that.
Half of our listeners.
Oh my
stop
gosh!
Listening.
Now we've got Planned Parenthood calling us. Just kidding. That's awful.
Oh, dieting.
Time.
Yeah. Maybe money though.
Yeah, we still, come on, it takes effort.
Changing your tire.
Money.
Flat tire. Yeah.
Money.
Okay.
No, I want to learn how to do that. No. Time me, babe. No. Could you imagine if I jumped out and said, here, time me.
Yeah. You know, it's all money. I mean, the right way to ask this, we should have done this at the beginning of the show, is, you know, let's talk about how much does it really cost if you think time's going to solve it? How much is your time worth is a question you should
ask.
That's
a perfect way to
Should you
end
cut
this.
Your own grass or not? I bet not.
Yeah.
You know, should you paint your inside of your house? I don't think so.
Well, here's where I come with that. Am I losing money because I should be doing something else?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because when you're 12, mow your own lawn. You know, you have kids or, right. You know, whatever. There's things. When you're a starving college student, you should wash your own car. And
you know, there's a cliche going around a lot of years ago about, you know, if Bill Gates saw a $100 bill, it doesn't make sense for him financially to pick it up. Did you ever hear that?
No.
I always laughed at that. He heard about it eventually and said publicly several times, like, listen,
I'm gonna
pick up
$100
bills.
That's hilarious. So, but theoretically, the effort it takes for him to bend over and stop what he's doing and lose his train of thought
That's
to pick
theory.
That up.
You know, it's an economic theory, and I don't know if you know this or probably don't want to know, but accountants and economists have, since the beginning of time, differed on everything. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Mm-hmm. And so economic theories, that's an economic theory. Mm. And I like nearly all economic theories, I think it's really ridiculous. Because it's not rooted in anything except like theory in school.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But I love how you wrap this all up, that sometimes your time is worth so much more than money.
Yeah, almost always, I think.
Especially
if you're listening to this show and you're thinking about investing, or you are an investor and or you're going to enhance it somewhere, you want to start a side business, or all the other reasons that you might listen to this, whatever your mental illness is, mm-hmm. you know, that's a great indication to me that you're one of those people. You're mm-hmm. You're exactly right. A college student, maybe not. Mm-hmm. You know, a teenager, for sure not. Right. They should do their own stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to let go sometimes, though, too. I'm thinking that was good. I'm thinking about who's listening to this and what's going on in their world. Sometimes you're so used to running XYZ, you know, this whatever part of your day-to-day operation, that it's weird to let it go, but you should let it go.
We all know people that, you know, manufacture their own home improvement stuff. Jill, you and I know several people like that, that they should have their no business. They should always hire that out.
Right.
And so it's something else going on.
They go home from work and they're exhausted.
And they manufacture another renovation mm-hmm. project in their whole house.
And the next thing, they're ripping out a wall, and then this and that. And the money, I don't think they saved any money in the end, by the way, because they're not professionals. There's a whole nother point. The professionals who are doing it every single day have all the right tools already paid for. They've done this job before. They can do it in a fraction of the time versus you. You think you're saving money doing it yourself? Yeah, maybe not.
There's limitless ways to avoid talking to your spouse.
Yes.
That's a lot of that, I think.
Yes. I'm good. Oh. That's why they're ripping out the wall.
Yeah.
And they're making their 3-car garage an 8-car garage or whatever it is.
That's why they have the cleanest golf clubs in the world. Stuff like that.
Got it.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss a completely useless topic, or maybe your all-important success in real estate investment and in life. Cracking me up with this DMV thing.
Oh.
What was the thinking there? You know, because you're like one of the smartest people I know, if not the smartest.
You know, I don't know why I have a hang up about
it.
Well,
is
you know why?
Control thing?
Actually, I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Because every time I've ever seen one of those places alongside the road, it looks to me like a check cashing setup, and I have an innate thing that I don't trust them.
Yeah. So you're going to use one this time, right?
Well, I'm forced to.
Because that'll change your mind forever.
All right. It does to me look like a check cashing facility. Yeah. And I'm like, this is stupid.
I think it's the greatest thing there ever was.
All right.
It's a win-win for everybody. The DMV wins because it removes people from waiting.
True.
And then this person's got a whole business sitting over there doing whatever. And you can do everything. Like, I don't think there's anything you can do.
Well, they can't do the driving stuff.
Except for like a driving test.
But all the registering and title and all that good stuff. Right. Yes. Are we done picking on me about that?
No, I'm just really surprised because usually you have a real specific reason you did. You just told me.
I did.
And you
it
just
seems
told me.
Sleazy That's to it. Me.
Okay.
It's and not. Sorry, I didn't know. So I'll look at it like, I'll look at it like I'm reinvesting in our community.
Look, the one that I think you should go to is a pretty good, darn good neighborhood. I mean, it's not, you know, people that use those they don't care about $40 right. at all. So I don't know.
Okay, got it.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.